We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're very happy to be joined right now by an old friend. You guys know him as the Rem Dog. He is part of the superb Ness and Red Sox telecasting crew. Jerry Remy's with us. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Dale.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Everything's fine. You know, knock on wood, things have been going pretty well for me.
You should be one of our poster children for kicking cancer's ass.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been about 10 years for me, and it's been a long run. It's been a difficult one. But yet, because of all the advances that they have now in medicine and research and technology, and, you know, I'm still here. I mean, 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't be here. But the fact is, things like this, raising money the way that we do, and the folks who are kind enough to send in contributions, all goes to, the research and the... And for them to develop ways to keep people alive, and you've seen story after story that's come through here. It's amazing. It's amazing to me what they're able to do right now, with different types of cancers and how they're able to, prolong your life and in many cases completely get rid of the cancer. So, it's been a difficult run, but it's been one that I've never felt alone with. And I felt like I've had the best people in the world working with me. I use Mass General because that's where I started out, but they all work so close together with their new advances and they're always speaking with each other, and it's just amazing to me that they've come up with some of the things they have. Like right now, for example, I'm going through immunotherapy and a vaccine. Now the vaccine was made from a tumor they took out of my chest, and they somehow created a vaccine that one without the other wouldn't work. So I needed to get lucky with the vaccine, which I did, and then they give me immunotherapy on top of that. So I've been doing that since probably last September, and everything's been great. The CAT scans have been getting even better and better going along the way. So it just goes to show you how important this is, to get the new advances in cancer treatment.
Well, that's just it. You can speak as well as anybody can about where they were, where they are, and probably where they're going.
Yeah, well, I was presented with an option. This last time that I went in was last August. And the option was not a pleasant one. It was to remove one lung, the right lung. And they told me about quality of life after that, what it was going to be like. And so, I asked if they would please search for something a little bit different than that. Maybe there's another way we could go. And the way they finally came up with was this vaccine. And it was incredible. I just... so lucky to be a match for it, first of all. So fortunate that Mass General was able to get it, and so fortunate that it's been working on me. So the combination of both those things, which I get every 3 weeks, is kept me alive, and it's actually given me better scans than I've had in a long, long time. So, when I see these kids, and I see the parents of the kids, and I see the adults that come up to the booth that are sick, I kind of have a better understanding now of what they're going through than I did, 15 years ago.
Joining us on the line right now is your old broadcast partner, Sean McDonough, with us. Now, you're the one who coined the term Rem Dog, right?
Yes, I am. And coined, Dale, is a very interesting choice of words on your part. Jerry has made a lot of coin off Rem Dog merchandise. I mean, napkins, scorecards, hats, whatever, coffee cups. And, I have not seen a nickel from this, but that's all right. I'm happy for Jerry's success over all these years, and I'm more than happy. I think we're all elated to hear what he just said and to be appreciative of the kind of medical care that he has received. I've always said this is the greatest city in America, and one of the things that makes it great is, we have the best medical care in the world, and that's a remarkable blessing for all of us that we have access to it as closely as we do. So happy to be on here with Jerry. Happy to hear him sounding so good because, when he talked about it wasn't that long ago where he had some not so good choices. You know, I talked to a mutual friend of ours who said, you know what, I don't know if Jerry's, you know, how it's going to go for Jerry this time. And I think we were all really concerned. And to hear him sounding so healthy and doing such a great job with the games is uplifting, inspiring to all of us.
Sean, thanks for calling in. You know how I feel about you, man. I love you. And so good to hear from you. Sean, you know, I've said many times, you know, it was a major part of my broadcasting career. You know, I've said this over and over that, you know, I never felt really like I became a broadcaster until I worked with him, because he brought the very best out of me in many ways. He challenged me as an analyst. He brought out my personality as an analyst, and he's remained a close friend, which I'm proud of. And, you know, I would go to bat for him in anything that he asked me to do, and I know he would do the same for me. I've always received messages from him on my health and how I'm doing, and it's a friendship that's going to last forever. And, you know, I've been very fortunate with the people that I work with, but, you know, Sean has a special place in my heart. He knows it. I know it. I know what he did for me. And, you know, I never forget that. I never forget it. And just to have him on the phone right now kind of almost brings tears to my eyes, because, you know, he really does mean that much to me.
Sean's the best play-by-play guy in the business, present company included, Dale. He's the best in the business.
I got my bucket list a couple of weeks ago. I got to work a game with
him.
It was my bucket list.
Well, yeah, Jerry and you guys, Dale, Rich, you guys are making me cry now. You know, I feel the same way about Jerry. You can't have more fun, and I wrote this in the foreword to his book, than we had together. You know, I couldn't have enjoyed the experience more. And, you know, I think one of the things that has happened as a result of a lot of the things that have happened in Jerry's life is that, you know, I think it's given him a great appreciation. I mean, I've told this before. You know, I was almost shocked when Jerry said to me not too long ago, we should go to dinner. I mean, before, you know, Jerry just kind of wanted to go home. And now I think, you know, he's experiencing life to the fullest. And, you know, he's such a wonderful guy, in addition to the great joy that he's brought all of us. And, you know, I wanted to call in today just to express my gratitude to all the people who have supported this cause over the 18 years, and to hear the other stories the last day and a half or so, been really inspiring. And I want to do my part. You know, I've been lucky with my little side hobby here this summer on WEEI to make a little extra money. So in honor of the great care that Jerry's received for 10 years, and in honor of him and what he means to so many of us, I'd like to donate $10,000 to the to the cause.
Incredible.
That's very nice, Sean.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much, Sean. Now, I am going to say this. As much as I loved Sean and Jerry together, and as much as I love Jerry on the games, I love when you and Eck work together.
Yeah, I think it's gone very well. You know, we've gotten very good feedback from the fans about it. I at first, I was never big on a three-man booth. I thought it was too much chit-chat. But I think when you get the right combination, I think it works very, very well. And I think this is the right combination. You know, X, a former pitcher. I'm a former position player. I think that works. We've known each other for a long, long time, going back to the minor leagues. And we're actually teammates here with the Red Sox. So we have an awful lot in common. And I kind of know how X thinks, and I think he understands me. And the one thing about it is there's no ego in the booth. So it's like, you know, hey, you want to talk, you talk. I'll talk when you're done. It's not a problem. And so I've come to really enjoy it, the three-man experience, you know. And I think Dave does a great job navigating through both of us. And, you know, I think it's worked very well. I think it's been popular with the fans. And I would actually like to do more of them. I really would.
It's a whole new vocabulary, though.
Well, yeah, you know, I've had to learn this year about a pair of shoes. I didn't know what a pair of shoes was until this year, and I finally found out that, you know, it's strike three where the guy doesn't swing. He's just standing there in a pair of shoes. I knew all the other ones from playing with him, you know, because he always used that kind
hair and cheese,
you know, all that. I understood all that. But the pair of shoes got me, and I finally figured out what it was. I didn't want to ask him. I didn't want to embarrass myself, but I figured it out.
Sean, how have you enjoyed coming back and doing a bunch of games on the radio?
It's been a blast. You know, I thought it would be. That's the reason when WEEI was nice enough to ask me to do it. that it was easy to say yes. And, you know, as you guys know, working with Joe Castiglione is about as easy as it can be. He's as nice a person as I think any of us know. You know, he's one of those guys that if somebody said something negative about Joe Castiglione, I would say, you know, there must be something wrong with you, because if you don't like Joe as a human being, there is something wrong with you. So it's been fun. I wish the team had played a little closer to what I think everybody expected, but it's still Red Sox baseball. It's an honor to do it. I mean, there's so many broadcasters all over the country who would, you know, kill to do one inning of a Red Sox game, and I think to you know, have the opportunity to do it, it's what I always wanted to do when I was a kid, and it's still a dream, and, you know, I hope to continue on next year if they'll have me. And I would say one thing, you know, about the three-man booth, having done that several times myself in baseball, basketball, and football, you know, it requires what Jerry just said, you know, a lack of ego and a sense of team. And I think that's one of the reasons why their threesome with Dave O'Brien works so well, because, you know, they each have to sacrifice a little bit to make it work. But, you know, what I respect about all three of them is, you know, they're not me first guys. They care about the quality of the broadcast over everything else, and that's one of the reasons why it's so entertaining.
Well, Sean, I'd like to say this. You know, we were so happy when we found out you were coming back to the Red Sox and being part of the family again. And you never should have left in the beginning. That was a huge mistake on their part. And to have you back under fold doing Red Sox baseball is really where you belong. And I was so excited the day that I find out that you were going to be doing some games. And, of course, we've had a chance to meet up on the road a couple of times. And we still haven't had that dinner, but that's coming before you head back to Phoenix. But, you're still holding a grudge. I will. Phoebe and I will take care of dinner.
So. You know what? In exchange for that, maybe I'll just take a couple of the Remdog hats if they're, if they're still out there. But I appreciate that, Jerry. You know, it's not easy when you leave something that, you know, wasn't of your own choosing, and it wasn't my choice to leave. I guess it was 15 years ago. But, you know, I think it's a life lesson about don't burn bridges. And, you know, the Red Sox have treated me very nicely since I left. And so, you know, it's been wonderful to be back in the family, and, you know, Red Sox baseball is special. It has a special place in the hearts of a lot of people in New England and around the world. So that's been a real fun part of it for me, is just to be back and feel like a part of the group.
Well, it's been fun to be a part of this Sean McDonough, Jerry Remy reunion on the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon today. Jerry, I get to see you around the ballpark every once in a while anyway, but it's great to see you looking so well, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Well, I thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Sean, and thank you. Yeah. Thank you for everything. And let's get that, you know, I think last year we went over 4 million.
We did.
We've got a way to go. Things will pick up, I'm certain, as the afternoon and evening goes on, and we've got to top that number. We absolutely have to do it.
Sean, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks to everybody who's contributing. You know, it gives me my pal Jerry Remy for a lot longer than the season. You know, he would have been around. Wouldn't have made it through these 10 years were it not for the generosity of the people like your listeners and viewers who contribute, and for the brilliant people who take care of people like Jerry. So thanks to everybody who's allowed me to have a lot more quality time with my favorite people.
And thank you for your very generous gift as well, Sean. Thanks. Jerry, good to
my
see
pleasure.
You again,
pal. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you upstairs sometime soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Jerry
thanks.
Remy joining us here. Sean McDonough joining us as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.